Thank you for tuning into Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio. We trust you'll enjoy this musical selection to bring you peace, comfort, and hope.
Oh Lord, we pray thy will be done, or Master, here am I. We pray you do a mighty work that to the flesh we die. And when the answer comes to us,
His heart was broken, mine was mended. He became sin, now I am clean. The cross he carried bore my burden. The nails that held him set me free. His life for mine, his life for mine. How could it ever be that he would die? God's son would die to save a wretch like me.
His life
for mine. His scars of suffering brought me healing. He spilled his blood to fill my soul. His crown of thorns made me royalty. His sorrow
your family and friends to also enjoy Songs of Praise.
David sang the praises of the glory of Jehovah. Paul preached that all is lost, save knowing the fool. Ever made me, I love him, that's all I want to say.
How many sermons about God's Son. Well, there are not enough words, enough notes in the music to tell the story of all my Savior has done. And did I mention that I love Him? How I worship and adore Him when I could see no way. He's been faithful to every promise He's ever made me. I love Him, that's all I want to say. Did I mention that I love Him? How I worship and adore Him in a way
He makes a way.
Mind and soul. consecrated, Lord, to
saved by grace alone, undeserved yet freely shown. No accomplishment on earth can achieve the second birth. We will stand on Christ alone, the unyielding cornerstone. Nations rage and devils roar, still he reigns forevermore. Glory be, glory be to God alone. Through the church he redeemed and made his own. He has freed us, he will keep us till we're safely home. Glory be, glory be to God alone. He has freed us, he will keep us till we're safely home. Glory be, glory be to God alone.
We here at 3ABN Australia Radio are delighted to share songs of praise with you. We look forward to your company next time.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays his power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Sandra Ashton.
This story is entitled Speedy Delivery. Matthew chapter 24 verse 14 says, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations." The school mission group from Guayaramerin, Bolivia in South America had been helping us during their two-week mission trip, but now it was time for them to return to school. About 8 a.m., as we were getting ready for the three-day boat trip out of the jungle, a young man came to the house asking if I would check on his 16-year-old wife, who was 7 months pregnant because her water had broken. When we had finished loading the boat, the young couple joined us. My heart was heavy as I thought about all the things that could happen over the next 3 days. I spoke with another missionary about the situation, and we prepared some medical equipment that we might need for a baby delivery. We strongly encouraged them to go to the next village to radio for a plane, as it would only take 30 minutes to get to the hospital by plane, rather than the 3 days it would take us by water. At that point, we would have put them on the plane ourselves, but our resources were limited. We did not even have a radio to call for help should it be needed. All I could do was cry to the Lord for help. We prayed and encouraged the couple to do what they thought would be best for the baby. I had always dreamed of being a missionary nurse, helping to deliver babies while working for the Lord, but now that dream had become a nightmare. During the first day, the couple was calm while visiting with the students. They asked questions, and one of the students even had a Bible study with them. We camped that night at a village and started again early the next morning. All was well with the pregnant woman. Her vitals were stable, and she denied having any pain or discomfort. So I just continued to pray that we would arrive in the city in time for her to deliver her baby there. During lunch, the couple was sitting close to me when I saw her tighten her hands. I knew she was having pain. I asked her when the pain had started. she responded that they had started early that morning. I asked her, "Why didn't you say something?" She admitted, "Because she was afraid." Now I was very afraid. I continued praying as we prepared for the delivery. Suddenly, a speedboat passed. I sprang to my feet and started yelling, hoping it was Adra, as they sometimes travelled the river with doctors. The boat turned around and came back, but it was a boat of intoxicated men. They told us that they would return in about an hour. All my hopes sank as they travelled away. We sprang into action and made the young girl comfortable while hanging up a cloth to divide the boat and provide a little privacy for her. Her contractions were coming strong, hard and fast. A few of the students helped by taking her vitals and setting up and holding the IV. As the contractions continued, everything indicated that this was going to be a breech delivery. My heart cried out to the Lord for guidance. Things were serious. The baby's leg and bottom were out, but the head would not pass through. All of the procedures that I could remember were of no help here. I realized that in this crisis, a greater battle was going on. The enemy did not want the Lord to be honored or glorified. We had villagers and students waiting to see the power of their prayers. This was a living testimony of God's power. I cried unto the Lord for help, and he answered, "You must do an episiotomy." I replied, "I don't have any anesthesia." "But yes, Lord." Within a few minutes, the baby was out. However, when I turned her little form over, she was blue and lifeless. Then, within an instant, we saw a small heartbeat in the little chest. It all happened very quickly. Then, she started to turn pink and took her first breath. Then, to my surprise, the speedboat returned and offered to take us to the nearest town. We, the new family, another missionary and I were whisked away. The baby continued to struggle as we travelled, but she still clung to life. Within just 2 hours, we reached the town. As I ran into the hospital calling for help, the doctor looked down at her small form and told us the baby was gone. Then, as if to say no, she gasped for air. While watching the baby receive the medical care that she needed, the presence of the Lord filled my heart with the knowledge that each of us is a child that God is trying to save. We desire to serve the Lord to the best of our ability, and we are praying for the Lord to continue to direct us in our work on the river. We are currently praying for a boat that will help us to travel the river in a more timely manner, and a radio that will help us to call for help as necessary. We ask that you will keep us uplifted in your prayers. We are thankful because we know that our help comes from the Lord. A reflection associated with this story comes from Patriarchs and Prophets, page 134. The people of God are his representatives upon the earth, and he intends that they shall be lights in the moral darkness of this world. Scattered all over the country, in the towns, cities, and villages, they are God's witnesses. The channels through which he will communicate to an unbelieving world the knowledge of his will and the wonders of his grace. It is his plan that all who are partakers of the great salvation shall be missionaries for him. Speedy Delivery was written by Cornelio and Susan Morrow, Gospel Ministries International. You can visit gospelministry.org for more information.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.